This is a Christian News Network news brief. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden is refuting remarks by President Donald Trump that as he follows the radical left agenda, if elected, he would, quote, hurt the Bible and hurt God, as he is, quote, against God. My faith has been the bedrock foundation of my life, Biden, who identifies as a Roman Catholic, asserted in a statement posted to social media. It's provided me comfort in moments of loss and tragedy. It's kept me grounded and humbled in times of triumph and joy. And in this moment of darkness for our country, of pain, division, and sickness for so many Americans, my faith has been a guiding light for me and a constant reminder of the fundamental dignity and humanity that God has bestowed upon all of us. Biden, who supports abortion access and has officiated two same-sex ceremonies, said earlier this year that he believes transgenderism is, quote, the civil rights issue of our time. Trump, while being vocal about his support for religious liberty and conscience rights, has given a nod to those who identify as homosexual a number of times throughout his presidency. Both candidates sell homosexual-themed t-shirts on their campaign websites. A survey conducted by the Pew Research Center has found that Americans by far are turning to television and movies to help themselves cope with the coronavirus pandemic rather than spending their time in the scriptures. The nonpartisan organization surveyed 10,000 adults at random from July 13th to 19th to analyze how the novel coronavirus has impacted worship practices among Americans. While 73% said they watch TV or movies daily to get through the pandemic, only 17% stated that they read their Bible each day. More than a half, or 55%, said that they have never opened the Bible during this time. 57% of respondents who identified as evangelical said that they read their scripture at least on a weekly basis. In world news, China Aid reports that a court in China's Fujian province has upheld a lower court ruling that a mother must send her children to public school instead of homeschooling them. Fan Ruzhen has been teaching her children at home in order to give them a Christian education, but was sued by authorities last September. Schools in China are atheistic and favorable of the Communist Party. For Christian News Network, I'm Michael Markavich.